Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
There we go. We've started.
Ah, yeah, there you go. It's great to start an old podcast when you feel like a piece of old shit. I have to say, I was just saying at the start of the show today, I'm sure most people miss it, but I blew it last night. I blew it spectacularly. Kind of ruined me whole day today in a strange roundabout way because I was out and about. I had to go out and do a bit of stupid stuff last night, you know, the bike. So I was late. So normally I'd be going to bed, whatever, 9:30, you know.
Right.
Latest and all. I know, like, Jim would be out howling at the moon at that stage, giving out to the world that he has to go to bed at all. But I'd be going to bed about 9:30. Anyway, I didn't get home until 10 o'clock last night. And I sat down and ate the biggest mother and jappers of a curry that I could have had, right? Huge curry. And I couldn't stop eating the chips and all.
Like,
and
then, of course, curry made for two kind of thing, was it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be for curry made, yeah, which is a lot of it. And the problem isn't that. The problem is, you know, she gets her Chinese as well.
Oh, right.
She can only ever eat half of a Chinese. You
right.
Know, she's only a...
Because, like, she's normal, is it?
Yeah. You know, she can only do it. So, you know, it's I find taking upon myself to eat half of hers as well.
Of course you do.
Fucking hell, man. You can't sleep. You can't do that. No. I was winded. Do you know when you eat so much food, you can't breathe? You're like sitting there going... Oh,
trying to find an angle on the couch and all to ease the pain.
Oh, it's your mother, Jesus. Fucking hell. I have to lie down now. And then she goes, "Are you okay? You're all right." You go, "Is there any more of them chips, is there?" You know, you're actually out of breath. You're in pain. You're physically in pain.
You won't stop.
Oh, fucking hell.
And did you do the whole... Was there chips and rice and everything?
There was
everything
chips and rice and chicken balls and curry. And I had a prawn curry and rice and all of that as well.
God almighty.
And there was two tubs of curry sauce went into it. There wasn't a bit of it left in either of the two tubs. And then you have butter and bread and all because you can't have Chinese without bread. Oh, I've got at least
and
the one.
And you're doing all this at 10 o'clock at night?
At 10 o'clock at night.
Meant when you're, you know, half an hour later and you're meant to have been in bed.
Yeah, and it's 12:30 then. You know, you're lying in bed going... Oh, right, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, the fart starts. Oh, jeez. It was like, at one point, right, I had to pretend I was asleep because I let out a fart. Honestly, Jim, I let out a fart. She thought it was the kids with the Halloween bangers coming early. You know, that was, it was outside. It was like, bang! She was like, Jesus Christ.
Will they ever stop?
That these kids are getting crazy. Yeah, you know. 3 months of this bullshit because it was bangers earlier on.
Oh my god.
But I was like, oh, this is unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, it was awful. Oh my god. I ruined it. And then I woke up today, you know, I was so full.
Do you know what the weird thing about that is? Like, you've described that whole environment. Under normal circumstances, somebody getting themselves a Chinese takeaway, whatever, it's a thing of, it's a joy. You look forward to it. It's a treat.
Oh, no, I'm a person, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you've described it as like an ordeal. It's like
I ruined it.
You put yourself through the ringer on it.
Yeah, because I ruin it. Because I take a nice thing and I ruin it. That's what I do. Everything has to be excessive.
Right.
You know, everything has to be excessive. That's the way it is. And then I come in today, I was still so full of food, I couldn't eat my breakfast. I normally have my porridge at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And I'm there, I can't even eat my breakfast. I'm so full. I'm not doing that again. I'm cop on to yourself now, you fucking idiot. And then Jim goes, "I'd love a sausage roll." I was there, "We're getting sausage rolls." So I'm still stuffed. I'm still not feeling great.
Yeah, you couldn't get the porridge now.
Couldn't get the porridge.
If it's a large sausage roll,
and I'm sitting there, and I'm there going, "Oh, my stomach," and it's wrecked. All the acid indigestion and all. And I'm still going. I'm still saying to Jim, "Jay, you can't beat them. You know what I mean? You can't beat an old sausage roll, even though it's it feels like acid."
That must be. You know? It must be the same thing as I don't know. You know the way you're always kind of, we always slag off the States, for example, right? Why do your big gulp? Why does it have to be an entire litre in, you know, for
liter.
One person?
A litre is a small.
Whatever, yeah.
A gallon.
Or, you know what I mean? You get over here, you get 6 or 9 chicken nuggets or something or whatever you get. Yeah. Maybe you get a family pack of 20. But over there...
Oh, yeah. If you can finish it and you don't bring a bag home, you're ripped off.
Absolutely.
Over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what it's something about takeaway food, isn't it?
There is.
Is that like... You do. The portions are too big, in theory.
In most places,
You know, you get a takeaway, it is too much. And you just... What is it?
Can't.
You just begrudge the fact of... You want to pay for it now.
I'm not finishing that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you bought chips and rice for that. I wanted to taste both. Yeah, well,
you don't have to eat the prawn crackers. You didn't order
the chips and half the rice. Don't be ridiculous.
Why don't you shut your mouth then?
What would I do that for?
Yeah, if you shut your mouth
and
stop
the rest of it?
Judging me, I'd maybe enjoy it. you know.
It's no wonder. It's no wonder, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because in fairness, it's like that. I mean, there's very few, like a pizza, right? I mean, did you ever come across those people who can leave slices of pizza?
Kelly does it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I just think it's broken.
It hurts me so.
I don't understand. What's wrong with you?
It hurts me so.
What are you doing? Like, what are you going to do with that?
And even if somebody turns around and says to you, well, now, in fairness, now, you're out there ordering the 12-inch or the 14-inch or the whatever bloody inches it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did I? All right, yeah. So, in theory, like, that's actually made for sharing. That's for 3 or 4 people. Is it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I know what I'm doing, yeah. I know what I'm doing, son. You know, you just worry on what you'd eat.
No, I'm just saying, you don't have to feel guilty if you leave a few slices. Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, all right, well, just,
You don't
I'll
have
give
to
it a go.
You don't have to feel like you need to speak, you know. One of my American friends, right, he was out in Monaghan just last week, actually, talking about pizza, right? Went to a pizza place. I don't know what. Like, he was giving out about the service in the place and all, but the way he explained it to me, I kind of felt sorry for the guy working it. So he was, you know, they were saying, they went to a place and they were like, how big is the pizza, you know? And he was like, I don't know, it's like it's pizza size, you know? Because nowadays they're all sort of the same. It's not really a 12-inch or 9-inch in a restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they don't specify in restaurant settings, yeah, you're
right. It's just pizza, right? It's just pizza. Like, if you're getting small, medium, large, 12, 9s, whatever.
Yeah,
or
that might be a Domino's or
you're in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So he's like, how big is the pizza? He's like, your man goes, like, it's like the size of the plate, like.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, how big is the plate, you know? He's like, I don't know, it's like, it's just
bigger than a sauce.
He's Gen Z. He's just like, I don't know, I never measured it. Like, it's a pizza, you know. And then he goes, yeah, just like, is one pizza enough for one person, right? And your man goes, it's probably not enough for you, he says. Right? And he...
Wow.
I tell you what I think happened, right?
Right.
Because I think I think your man, the American lad, went... Okay, so I'm a little big in my shorts, motherfucker. He got all upset that way, right?
Yeah.
Even though he's not. I just think that's the way that sounds to an American.
Yeah.
And your man, I think he meant, like, well, you're used to American sizes.
Yeah.
So an Irish pizza is probably smaller for you.
Exactly. And you get bloody 20-inch jobs over there.
Yeah, and most people come in here and they get a pizza and chips, or they get a pizza and they share or something. I think that's what he meant.
Yeah.
But what he said was probably not big enough for you. Yeah, and he was fierce insulted. My American friend was fierce insulted, you know.
Yeah.
And he was sending a voice message to me and Kelly going, and this little shit was like, it's not big enough for you. Yeah, what's that even mean? You know, and his wife was in the background going, it was absolutely outrageous and he was staring at us. And have you heard of the Gen Z stare where they just stare at your face because they don't know the answer to the question? I was like, he was probably mortified because he suddenly went, because you know, we've all done that where you go, it's probably not big enough for you. And then you go, oh, Jesus.
I said the wrong
what
thing.
What am I saying that for?
Yeah.
Why am I after saying that for? I'm after making him sound like he's a bleeding and a Ryan O'Heffelant or something like that. You know, that way, I bet he was eating his own face.
Oh, yeah,
I felt sorry for him, you know.
But, I mean, it is a stupid thing that we do say things like that. Like, would one be enough?
So how does he know?
Exactly. It's your appetite.
I don't know what you eat.
I don't know you. Neither one of you know the information you need, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what size it is. You know what size it is.
Yeah.
You don't know whether it's going to be enough for
me. How much you like to eat.
Or how much I like to eat. So we have two separate bits of information.
Totally different. And you're still blaming one person.
Yeah.
You're still going, now.
Yeah, but you know the size of it. Yeah, but I don't know what you eat, do I?
Yeah, well, you should. I sent you an email.
It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare, isn't it? Yeah, it's a trap. It's a trap for the staff. It is a trap, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll always do the whole thing. Although, you know, you do make it wrong. You told me famously of you getting it wrong. It's my favourite getting it wrong order of food ever, where you ordered so much food that the people were bringing you the food and you ran out of table space and the young lad came out with this food. He had it on a tray. And he was looking, and there was no room on the table. And
that's
instead
true.
Of him going, I'll bring it back to you, or I'll take, he had to bend down and put it on the ground at your feet.
That's true, actually. There was four of us, right? There was four of us, and we all got it wrong, right? Whatever way we read this menu, it was in a boozer, right? Well, no boozer, actually. And whatever way we read it, I don't know what way we thought it was going to work, or whether stuff came with stuff that we didn't realise it would come with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we were there.
And yes, we're ordering like mad.
We ordered whatever, and yeah, we better get, yeah, we'll get four of them or whatever. You better get, yeah, do you want chips? Yeah, okay, we'll get chips then.
Yeah, I'll have a chips as well. All this going on,
yeah. Yeah, and then And who came? And my God. And then it got to the stage where they were literally putting it on the floor.
On the
they
floor?
Were putting plates
I've
of stuff
never seen it.
On the floor. And the other tables were looking over and everything. And it was.
And I know how embarrassed you get. Yeah, how self conscious you get.
It was absolutely horrific. Wasn't even a dimly lit pub. Fucking
yeah, that's brilliant though.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sorry, you do become self-conscious when you've ordered enough food that a table's not big enough to take it.
I know. And that's when you start going to yourself, would he not have said?
Yeah. Like you could have said there's enough of that.
You could have said there's enough food there for six fucking baby hippos. What do you know?
It was
you know.
A nightmare.
But he can't say that either, because yeah. In case you get insulted, you know, that's the thing. If people get insulted, they get fairly insulted, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Although you do get also those people, now I'm going to be very sexist now and say it tends to be women, right? And I mean it in a positive way. It means, you know, that they order what they perceive, you know, would look appropriate for them to order.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe how hungry they are.
Yeah, which is I'd never think of that.
No. I mean, and to be honest with you, I don't think, you know, most lads probably wouldn't, but
yeah.
You know the thing.
I'll just
have a salad. Now they might absolutely bounce off a pizza and love to have a pizza or whatever, or God knows whatever else is on the menu, right? A 12-ounce steak, whatever the hell.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, I'll have a salad.
Yeah, you know, but honestly, you know, and I get that, and I know the social pressures are not the same, and it's not fair, and they get judged when men don't and all. But at the same time, fucking keep your hands off my dinner. You know, because this thing, keep your hands to yourself. Then,
so
you've made a decision.
I
get it, and it's not fair. I get it. There's no social justice in it. I know there isn't. That you will be judged, or you're worried about how you'll be perceived, and I don't have to think about that. I just get what I want, and you have these hoops to jump through socially. I don't have. But if you want chips, order fucking chips. Don't. There's none of the, don't. You know. I'll just have some of yours. I know exactly what I want.
Right.
And I want
all my
chips.
Secretly, this has been a ploy. It's like, right, I don't want anybody to think that I ordered, you know, extra onion rings, extra chips, extra whatever, you know, or to go with me stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you put them in front of you and I'll eat yours. No, you won't. you know the thing where they order too much? Have you ever got this? They order too much food and they eat and they have a lot and they just start scraping some of their leftovers onto your plate. So it makes it look like you didn't finish your food. Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do I look like? A dog?
A second, though. That wouldn't necessarily bother me. You're saying, I've eaten my stuff.
Yeah.
They don't want to send that back to the chef in case he gets all thick or something.
No, they don't want to. We're all finished eating and they go, and they're like, oh, here, I'm going to put that on your plate. So it looks like she finished her food and puts the messy half-eaten scraps. So it looks like I was sort of like...
Really?
Yeah, did you never get anything like that? No, I've had that, yeah. I've had that a couple of times, yeah.
When, even if, like, they don't say to you, kind of, do you want to finish that?
They wouldn't eat their crusts or something off a pizza or a sandwich. So they just throw them onto my plate because my plate's empty. Like, don't do that. I look like a child.
So what's their reason for getting it off there?
I don't want it or something. It's messy. I look like a savage or I look like someone who eats a toddler or something. I don't really know.
That's a mad one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And I've been on dates now. I mean, I'm obviously, the more I talk about this, the more it seems like I'm the unreasonable one, which I hate to say. But I remember going on a date years ago and she said, I'll get this and you get this and we can taste them. I was there, I have no interest in tasting what you got.
Oh, right.
And she was like...
Have you never done that? No. You've never done a
No, I don't like it. I know what I want.
Right.
And I don't like eating something else when I have what I want. I don't like it.
Have you not ever seen a menu and you thought, oh, now there's three of them things that I'd love?
Yeah, then I make up my mind like an adult. I don't think for trying to think of ways of getting everything. Just make up my mind.
Wow.
If it looks nice, I get it next
time. Thought that would have been a big priority for you to get a bit of everything.
No, I know what I want. And then you get this, like, I'll have a bit of yours, you have a bit of mine. I've no interest in what you ate.
Yeah.
Unless
I finished mine and you haven't.
And there's leftovers. That's different. We're moving on to a different chapter then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
And yeah, I remember she lovely she was, Kieran. And then she just goes, can I give us one of them? Oh, no. I was there, no. She goes, why not? I said, because I'm eating it.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can have some mine, I don't want it. I don't want it. I know what I want. And afterwards, we were in the pub. She goes, I can't believe you wouldn't share your food with me. I can't believe it's your round, but there you go. What are you going to do with that? You know, that's the way things go.
It's
very nice.
Yeah.
She didn't want to meet me again after a couple of dates, in fairness.
It's unusual for somebody to have such a strident position on something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You would get people. You know, you'd get people who would turn around and go, "I don't like when people take food off my plate or whatever. I hate that when you know I order chips and she eats them or whatever it might be." But very few people actually go as far as to blatantly refuse the opportunity for somebody to have one.
Of course you do.
Don't put it down. Put it down. It is my chip.
I'll never forget. I was going out with someone and I had a popcorn, a big popcorn. She goes, "I don't want popcorn."
Yeah.
In the cinema, right?
Yeah.
I had a big one. And she took, the hand came in the sixth time and I grabbed her hand and went, "Let go of that. Let go of it."
Put it
she
down.
She goes, "You're a, what? You messing?" I was there, "Let go of it. I'll go out now and buy you one." She goes, "I don't want one." I was there going,
"Yeah.
You're halfway through a small at this stage." Halfway through.
Yeah, I've measured it.
Oh, there
you go. Only two handfuls
away. There's two in my head now. These hands are wiggling around in my bucket. I'm totally prepared.
You're ruining me. I'm totally distracted me from the movie.
I can't concentrate the movie. And all I'm thinking about is how much of this is going to go, and I really am enjoying it. Yeah. And I'll get you one. I will literally get up and go into it. I don't want one. I don't understand that either.
Again, not wanting to be in any way sexist, but is that it? Like, is there a male equivalent?
Yes, there is. You're in jail and you rob someone's sausage, you get knifed.
No, I meant in everyday life, is there a situation where, like, are there you know, women who kind of are fed up with their partner or whatever taking stuff off their plate? Because we seem, the way we talk about it, it does end up tending to be a female trait.
Yeah.
I don't want to, thanks.
Yeah, no, we're annoying in totally different ways, you know. Yeah, totally different ways. We are, yeah. Is there any chance of a... being in the new together moment? She said, "We only just there 10 minutes ago." I'm still we're not really feeling like going for a walk. Or...
Well, you should have thought about that when you said I couldn't have one of your chips, then, shouldn't you?
So, imagine saying that to you. I'll be there going.
Be the end of that, then.
I'll be there going. Right, fair deal.
Yeah, I'll go celibate.
I guess we're all going self-service from here on in.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
As you know, of course, PJ and myself are, we're certainly not averse to joining in a bandwagon.
Oh, we love a bandwagon.
You know what I mean?
If
there's something that we feel we may benefit from, we're absolutely on board with that.
Yeah.
No scruples whatsoever.
In fact, we sometimes try and we actively go, "How'd you get into that?" "How'd you get into that? That seems like people are having fun. How'd you get into that?" No problem jumping on a bandwagon. But what are the popular ones to get on? Because, like, we've gotten onto one popular bandwagon, or tried to. We were in a lawn bowls frenzy there for a while. Never quite took off.
I don't know. You're stretching it now to say we. You. Became
okay. I'm embarrassed to say it. I was on my own. Okay.
With lawn bowls.
I tell you something.
It lasted what? I think it lasted about 2 days. Your particular obsession with
it
that
did,
one.
Yeah. And then a man with a funny hat invited me along. I was like, "I'm not into it anymore."
You literally got invited and then went, "Ah, it doesn't matter."
I'm not into it anymore. Yeah, sounds a bit hassle. But what are the ones at the moment? What are the trends so far in 2025? What are the biggest bandwagons so far? And they've been listed for us, right? I should start at the bottom, really, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Go like the top 10. So, turkey teeth, definitely. I see them everywhere.
Turkey
teeth are definitely a huge bandwagon trend. If somebody has even so much as a stained tooth from a cup of tea nowadays, they go and get full turkey delf.
Wow.
You know the way, that's a big thing, definitely.
More so than any other year. So we're talking.
Oh God!
We're talking actually physically going abroad and getting it done.
Well, no, they've been nicknamed turkey teeth. You know, you can get them done anywhere now,
right.
But they're just nicknamed turkey teeth. You know, you can get no matter where you get them done. It's like
it does beg the question that if it's that obvious that you've had it done.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
You know,
and teeth aren't meant to be that white. I'm sorry, if your teeth are as white as, like, a, you know, the Google page, and they shine like that. It's slightly uncomfortable for a lot of people around the room, especially if you're not supposed to have said anything. You know,
yeah, like it is a bit like that.
Eddie's after getting the teeth done. Don't say anything.
That's
and then
I'm
he
saying.
Opens his mouth, and the whole room is like,
"Are you shakes like that now? Have you had something done?" "No. Why you ask?
I got a haircut. Is that what you mean?" No, that's not it. Hyrox is also there, whatever Hyrox
is. Oh, right, that's the fitness thing.
I think you were explaining this to me.
It's kind of like a sort of a new CrossFit thing.
Yeah, because CrossFit doesn't work.
Ray is in it. Ray does a lot of it. Actually, he wins things in it. What's Ray's name? Big Brother Ray.
Oh, Ray Shah. He does it, does he?
Yeah.
And he wins and all.
Well, yeah, no, he's been. I've seen him on podiums.
That's not bad for an Elfler.
Goes to international stuff and all that.
Oh, jeepers, fair play to him. I'll tell you something. Go on to Baldy's. I haven't lost. High Rock seems to be where you can go. I must give it a go.
Tell you, yeah.
I wonder if they'll take round lads like myself. I might give that a go. It's about time. Crocs are back with a vengeance.
Here.
They are.
There's
I've
no
seen them everywhere.
Need for it.
I've seen them everywhere. I thought we got past it. I really did. There was a couple of years before COVID there and all. There was a time Crocs were on the slide. Literally on the slide. And then all of a sudden there's jewellery and decorations. I see them all over the place.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I blame toddlers. It's toddlers, I reckon. They're just... You can't
ruin it for all of
them. You can't see a toddler without a set of Crocs. It's disgraceful. And then... I don't know what this is. Fourth Arc? What's Fourth Arc?
No idea
what it is. Jumpers. Jumpers?
Jumpers, we're told. Okay.
Fourth Arc jumpers. Sure, you'd be nowhere.
As in knitwear, like.
Knitwear.
Or jumping up and down.
Right. Leisure wear. Jumpers made by leisure wear.
Did you also get the bit that there's something now called ath-leisure wear?
Ath-leatherwear.
Yeah.
Did not. Ath-leatherwear.
Ath. As in athletic.
Leather athletic.
No, not leather. Leave the... you have to... that's you all over. You have to take it into a dungeon somewhere, don't you?
I'll tell you something.
That's you.
Maybe I'll turn up for me High Rocks and me new leather... new leather underpants.
New leather jumper.
Me new leather jumper. Woo! Sure, man, wanted to work up a sweat today. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Yeah, now I feel good.
All right, so...
Matcha tea, that's in there. I thought that was gone. But here's the top three, right? Here's the big ones, right? Or top four. Smash burgers, I see them everywhere.
Okay.
I see them everywhere. I don't really know the point of them, but they cook a little quicker and they look kind of nice. I do see them absolutely everywhere. And then sea swimming, that's fading, surely.
Yeah, sure, yeah, that's been around
a long time. That's a long time. Sure, but there's people getting into the sea now that, I don't know, they look like mermaids out there. Number two, Bowls, Bohemian Football Club.
No way.
Yeah. The second biggest bandwagon.
Look at that. And you got on that bandwagon about 3 or 4 years ago, didn't you?
8 years ago.
Or was it 8 years
ago? 8 years. 8 years ago now, if you don't mind. Yeah, thanks very much.
Well
I will
done.
Say, I love Bowls. I really do love Bowls. But all the pictures from the festivals over the weekends, where all the Bowls jerseys are going, are everywhere. And my partner, Kelly, she sees Bowls jerseys now with people on people all the time. And just, she goes up to them and goes, go on, Bowls!
And they don't know.
They haven't a clue what she's on about. You know, they have no
idea. Purely the fashion accessory.
Yeah, she's like, go on, Bowls! And they're like, that woman's after shouting something at me.
Wow.
She's after calling me Big Bones.
Bowls are no longer a football club, they're a fashion line.
Ah, well, now will you stop? There's a fashion element.
Right.
Still a club. What do you mean, no longer a football club? Still going to be in Europe and everything. Flying, so yeah. Absolutely brilliant football club.
And the number one?
Oasis, and you have
it's
to
It's a bandwagon.
Yeah, it is. It's gone crazy. There's people now who are only 23 saying they remember them back in the day. Like, it's gotten ridiculous. You know, everyone's the biggest fan in the world. It's like the All-Ireland ticket that never was.
So you're saying people who were never Oasis fans are actually just becoming them because
exactly.
of...
Exactly. Exactly. Right. There's lads walking around their 50s now with a Paul Weller haircut that never had it before. You know? Bucket hats. That they found bucket hats that their dad
made,
used to play
made
golf.
Literally
in.
Out of buckets.
Made literally out of buckets going. That's why it works, isn't it? You know, all doing that weird walk with their bucket on their head.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
The Spice Girls, funnily enough, are in the papers today. Not really kind of music related, though.
No, Mel C has been chatting away. You know, she's been doing some interviews and stuff. Not sure why. There's promote something, I don't know.
Is she the one you like?
Yes, it is, yes.
Right.
No need to bring that up. That was the most embarrassing interview on the face of the earth.
I wasn't going to bring anything up.
You did. You literally just kind of did.
No, I asked, was it the one you liked that you did? You expressed your like for?
Oh, my sucha.
What? I just made...
Toe rag
I just wanted to be sure I got it right, that's all.
Most embarrassing moment.
I was really like you when I was a kid.
And then she goes... Well, remember, she goes, oh... oh, that was an awful moment, wasn't it? Oh, jeez. You have to make me cringe now. I feel so stupid now again.
I thought it was a great moment.
Oh, my God.
One of the highlights of my poor radio career.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
So
such a dope.
She's speaking
specifically. That's the worst time when I saw your man from Depeche Mode was dead and I was in the same room as him. Remember that?
There is that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was another highlight. Yeah. But anyway, so listen, she was talking about it, not music things at all, really.
No, she wasn't. They were talking about WhatsApp groups. Why is the world so dictated to by WhatsApp groups? So she's saying, right, the Spice Girls. And she goes, yeah, just the way it is. There's only five of them.
Yeah.
Right? There's five Spice Girls. That's it. And yet they have like four WhatsApp groups to communicate with each other. That's
right.
Just the way the world has gone now.
Yeah.
So there's one group that Jerry Halliwell and Victoria Beckham, they're not in one group. Then there's another group, I don't know what it is, the social group, whatever, that Mel C herself, she knows she's not in. She doesn't know what goes on in there. And then there's another group for the Spice Girls themselves and close friends or people who are associated with the group. And then there's like another group. And it's like, that makes... I think everybody with WhatsApp can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Now. That's the way the world's
gone. Sure happens in here.
Yeah, it does. It's
I mean, how many different, like in our little posse of people.
It's flipping ridiculous.
How many different like WhatsApp groups have there been? Because when there's...
There you go now, right.
We do outside broadcasts and sometimes a group is set up specifically for that. There's ones that just have me, you...
Me, you and...
And who... Well, actually, no, I don't understand because there might be people who don't realise they're not in certain groups.
Well, there's definitely one. There's the one that when we go outside, there's five people in that one.
Yeah.
Then there's one with the previous producer who still, you know, tells us what to do because he knows what's going on. There's that one. There's one that's just the four of us that's from stuff in here. And then there's the big overall Radio Nova one that all the staff are in. So that's what? That's... I've lost count. It's a lot.
And there's,
one
there's probably other ones that are... And they tell you where it happens.
And then
as well.
There's whatever ones we're not into. Right? We know there's definitely groups we're not in.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because they can't have us.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. I mean, you can't let us into certain groups.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
so there
important
you go.
Important things are discussed.
But why is it gone like that?
Yeah. I mean, actually, there's a group then with me, just me, you, and the boss. Like the actual big boss.
Oh, there is that one. And I know there's a group with everyone in it that I'm not in. Let's be honest.
No, there's not.
Yeah, and it's probably called something like...
Well, if there is, I'm not in it either.
You are. Oh, you probably set it up. I can't do this on my own is probably the name of the group.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a group. That's therapy. That's not, not the same thing.
What's wrong with them now? It's probably the name of the group.
That'd be a brilliant name for the group.
What's wrong with him now?
What's wrong with him now? WhatsApp group.
Because they're all sending each other messages. Was he all right today? I was just saying he was...
Oh, it was tough today.
I just seen him eating Jim's crisps out of the bin.
And it even, like, even within families, right? Because I know it from my own family or whatever. Because when it happens that it's somebody's birthday and they obviously can't be included.
So they set up a group.
So you set up a group.
Angie's birthday party group.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
And
stuff
so
like
you
this,
have to have a separate little group for that. And you're right, you do end up with loads of them.
Millions of them.
For the same just few people.
Same people, yeah. And then you leave them. You leave the groups and the all the other groups go on fire. Oh! See what's all on?
Have they still got that?
Oh! Yeah. Are you all right now? Remember all this sort
of
stuff?
Does it still kind of announce when you leave?
It does.
I mean, that's just not fair.
It's not.
Like,
we've
perfected years of being able to escape parties and social events by doing the old sort of, just nip to the loo or whatever, never seen again.
You need
the Irish goodbye.
Definitely.
You should have that in WhatsApp.
100%. Do you need the Irish goodbye in a WhatsApp group? You need it because it drives me mental, you know. And then you get, you know, people who may be of the, they might have a hot temperous nature, right? You remember we were in a group years ago and was one fella who quite regularly, right, you know, something would be said and he'd be like, well, if that's the way it's going to be around here, you won't be hearing from me anymore. And he'd jump out of the group.
This is actually true. This is not PG even exaggerating.
Yeah, and then 8 p.m, whatever, everyone's quite, quiet. You just see.
And the former boss used to have to coax him back in.
And then you see.
Just come back. Don't, you know.
And just without a word, Eddie has been added back to the group. And he'd be like, there he is now again. And it would happen all the time.
Lorraine was on to say, morning guys, we have a couple of family groups and our mother is forever posting personal messages in the main family one.
Oh, jeepers.
So she means it for one person but tells everybody.
Yeah.
See, that's the worry, right? If they're not named the right way,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You post it into a, you know, the wrong group and you're putting it in there to go, come here, did you think Lorraine looked really ill?
Yeah, there you go.
I think there's something wrong with her.
So
she looked dreadful.
You need to rename that group to Ma No. That's the name of that group now. Ma No. You know, don't do it. Yeah. And then have to hear Ma for anything vaguely inappropriate. But then I guess, you know, parents get to a certain stage, they don't know what vaguely inappropriate is
anymore.
Not
at all. No.
You know?
Yeah.
You know the way they say, are you all right? Yeah, why? Oh my God, you look fierce old all of a sudden.
Thanks.
Not you. Oh, no, say, you know, this would be something like my mom saying.
No, absolutely.
You know, oh, my God. You look sick. I mean, you look really sick. Jesus, what age are you now? You know, you'd be going, what do you mean, ma? You know,
the worst thing is if you're giving out, though. Like, if you put it into a group, like, you know, I'm sick of her and the way she's going on with it, you know, and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you recover?
She said, I'm here. I'm literally here. Yeah, you know.
And Mac is on as well, saying, talking about the WhatsApp groups. I'm no good with technology, so everyone else starts up the groups. So she's got three. You're doing well to only have three. One is called Three Amigos, and the two are called The Two Amigos.
Are you in a group on your own, Anne Mike?
And they're totally different friends. And I didn't set them up. And I'm confused. So, our friends have set up groups, right? And they just independently happen to have called them The Three Amigos and The Two Amigos. And now she doesn't know which is which.
I'm just going to ask you, Anne Mike. Are you in a group with one other person? Would you not just text them? That doesn't need a group. That's just you and your friends. The two.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with...
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
InsureMyCars.ie. I found potentially yet another thing, okay, that you could do. Okay?
Yeah?
They are currently on the lookout...
Oh, yeah.
...for the Irish voice... of the Ring doorbell.
They are, yeah. You can audition and everything.
I tell you something.
Yes.
It's got your name written all over it, if you ask me.
The search is on. Ladies and gentlemen, you might be hearing me at your hall door now if all things go to plan.
Wow.
Let me tell you.
And by the way, so just to be clear, for those of you who... I don't have one, right? So I wasn't overly familiar with it.
Of course you don't have one. You wouldn't let anyone pass the gates. You've got a shotgun.
So the ring doorbell, my understanding of it was that it just allowed you to see who was at your door and then you spoke to them. But apparently, no, there is a voice aspect to it.
I didn't know this either. Apparently, there's an answering service. It's like your phone now. You can leave messages or there's like literally an answering message, you know, that you... I didn't know this. But it's never had an Irish accent. It's never before had an Irish accent. Now okay. They want an Irish accent because they have customers all around the country and the whole lot. Unsurprisingly, 24% of Dublin people want a Dublin accent on the door. Very surprising there, you know, that they want, you know, to hear... Well, I suppose...
So what does it... What sort of phrases does it say?
Well, this is it. If you want... It doesn't say very much. So if you want to audition... You can audition online, right?
Okay.
So you audition online, you just tag Ring on their socials and you put hashtag Ring's Voice of the Nation. And then you say one or two sentences. You say, we can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now. Or else you can do it in Irish. Diadich, ni fejr lin an doris a uskult fwi lahar ach mas, mi an lat... Shack tired locked gear of Irish. Oh my God, it takes ages to say this. Fagalish is Fader Latte, Shinnyena Vanish. Bloody hell, who would be still standing at the door?
Oh, you'd have long gone. You'd have long
gone. Your Chinese would be gone cold and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. The delivery driver just dropped it next door.
Yeah, he'd be there.
I can't understand what your man's saying. Here,
I don't know. He's up there.
Take that in, will you?
Fagalish and Mawlish and Mawlish Hill and Kabosh. I don't know what he's going on about up there.
Right.
So that's how you do it.
So
that's
where do
you
go
now?
What's the online thing for people who think that... Because I am assuming that Ring have made a conscious decision here that they aren't going to go, you know, a traditional professional kind of route necessarily, that it is something that's available for literally the person next door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what you should do. Jim's voice is brilliant, though. Jim's voice should be on everything in Ireland. You know the way Jim would sell you out?
You can only imagine where this is going.
Oh,
I can only imagine that kicking I'm being lined
There's
up
no
for
kicking.
Here.
You've made some of the biggest crap ever sound brilliant on this station. Honest to God. You know the way he'd be giving away stuff and all. He'd be like, hi, Jim McCabe here. And this week we are giving you a wooden carved bowl. If you have...
That wooden bowl follows that, me so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you know the way... And for some reason, when Jim says this, you go, that's not bad, you know. Jim will be there going,
there's a bottle of wine available in the local supermarket for €3, and we're going to give you 5 of them.
You know, and you're like, you don't think to yourself, that's only 15 quid
or
whatever.
Just curiosity,
and you're like, that sounds amazing, the way you say it.
You bring everybody closer and closer to Snagglepuss or whatever it's called every broadcast.
You that's do. What you sound like. Severin Succotash, have you seen the price of things in the local Super Savers?
Anyway.
You know, they're going, yeah,
what is the story with...
That's what you should be the ring man. Imagine, I'd love
no,
that.
Because, you see, they're obviously going for quite literally the person
you ring
next
your
door.
Doorbell. Hi, Jim McCabe here from Radio Nova, and I'd just like to tell you the occupants of this house are out, probably shopping for a wooden bowl, which you can buy in John stores now for 15 euros.
Wow. I knew I was being lined up.
Anyway, you know, if it was me, it'd be
but
different.
What I want to know is, right, yeah. So you're saying Dublin people want a Dublin accent. So
yes.
Does that mean that there could potentially be aspects of rural...
You come into
different parts of the
this
country.
This is nationwide.
Might,
this right. is nationwide. So there'll be someone in Cork doing the whole, how you doing there now? This is your doorbell.
I don't know why they live here.
I don't know. I don't even know.
They should live in Cork.
I should be living in Cork, really. But this is the address that you're looking for at the moment. But leave the package there. Yeah. Don't let the gate hit you on the ass on the way out.
Cork people would find, whoever does the voice for the ring doorbell, if it was a Cork person, they would find a way of mentioning the fact that you'd have been better off in Cork.
Yeah.
I don't know why they live here in Dublin. You'd have been better off in Cork.
Sorry that you had to deliver that parcel in Dublin. Maybe your next one will be a Cork boy. Thanks a million for calling.
Wow.
Leave it at the door. You know, hide it under the flower pot. Or throw it over the back wall, will you? We're in Dublin
actually,
after
that's
all. It won't last long.
We could actually put you forward for us because of your... Obviously, as it's well known at this stage that you do... You know, your range of accents and celebrity impersonations is so vast and so broad that it opens up a multitude of options for people.
Yes, yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Good,
if you were,
point,
if you were in the sort of more upper class areas of Dublin,
Fox Rock or something.
Exactly, you could do that one, or you could give it your Pat Kenny, or you know.
I'll do that, yeah. Well, maybe I'll audition. Let's make some audition tapes then.
Okay.
And we'll send them in.
So, if we're going to do it for... we're going Southside Dublin.
Hi, John. This is the Walters house. I was just thinking that I should leave the package there behind a giant Rolls Royce.
That sounded like somebody's telephone voice. Not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what happens if you're on the other side, though? What happens if you're in kind of hardcore, you know... hardcore.
I'm not going out, but I can see you, right? I'm just across the road looking at you. So leave down the package.
And walk away.
And don't be looking through the window or anything. There's nothing in there that's any of your business. You know?
Right, okay.
Yeah, thank you very much for your service.
It's not going to really work if you bring in any of your foreign accents, unfortunately, which is a shame.
No.
They should have brought you on board internationally.
No, we're getting big trouble now if I start doing
no,
that.
No, but I mean internationally. You could have done the Welsh one, for example.
Oh, that's true, actually, because everybody loves a Welsh accent.
They do.
Everyone
does. Very lilting, very soft, very reassuring.
Yeah, imagine you're ringing the doorbell. Hello, pussycat. Sorry, I'm not yet to greet you. Yeah, it'd be great, yeah.
Fantastic.
You could even jump and burst into song or any old sort of business.
Right, so
yeah.
Where do you go online? Give us the address again to go online.
It's just any of their social media content. You go on, you tag Ring, you know, at Ring, and you hashtag, whatever I was telling you the hashtag was there, Ring's Voice of the Nation. Ring's Voice of the Nation.
My God.
There you go.
Perfect.
And then you do those sentences, you know. We can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now. I just say you're putting the word now in twice in a sentence. It's a bad syntax. It doesn't work. You're going to have to work on that one there, Ring. I'm sorry, but...
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Nobody overestimates their abilities more than a middle-aged man. It's an incredible thing. We've had previous stories on this show. One man... many men surveyed said they'd be able to beat a bear in a fight if they had 6 months to train for it.
Yeah.
What was the other one? There was another one.
Beat a racehorse.
A racehorse.
Men who claimed they could outrun a racehorse.
They could run the Grand National Circuit in the same speed as a racehorse. With a bit of training. Again, a bit of training. They'd
Incredible.
Have to do the couch to 5K or something first.
And now, they just keep coming.
And now again, half of men think they could score a penalty against the English goalkeeper if given the opportunity in front of a crowd. Yeah.
Did they ask all Irish men that?
No, it's not amazing. Now, these are men who've probably never kicked a ball.
Yeah.
Lads who completely underestimate the skills involved, the pressure involved.
Or how good a professional
goalkeeper could potentially
be.
Yeah, they totally misunderstand why they're paid hundreds of thousands a week.
Yeah.
And they think they'd get... Most of them would get up, look around and go, Mother, that's farther than it looks, isn't it? And then they'd probably go to kick the ball.
Is that really 12 yards?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Stub their toe, fall over, and the ball would trickle towards the goalkeeper.
Because let's face it, most of us, if faced with it, you're just going to try and kick it as hard as you can.
It's just amazing.
You're probably not going to be, you know. And like these lads are tall, they cover a lot of ground very quickly.
And they're professionals.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Jordan Pickford and all, like, they know what they're doing. Eddie from down the road, like, who says he was once scouted by Liverpool in 1963 or whatever it is. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Like those lads who went, I went for trials, you know.
But
you didn't get...
But you failed.
But you didn't get picked, though. You went for trials, but... What does it mean?
Yeah, what were the trials? And it was also when professionals made £100 a week or whatever. It's not the same thing. And of course, women, once again, being much more realistic, say, it's probably unlikely, you know, that they would just be able to walk out of the stands, hit the penalty spot and take it.
Yeah.
You know,
now, at least with that one, right?
Well, women are just so much more realistic.
With that one, there's an element of realism in it, right? There might be lads who fancy themselves as being particularly good at, you know, football in general, or maybe penalties specifically, or whatever. There might be some basis upon which they could kind of, you know, come to that conclusion. But then there's this one.
But then, back-to-back stories, and these are two stories unrelated to each other that happen to be in the media today. Are you a man or a mouse person? So, the question was posed, if you are unarmed, do you think you could beat a rat the size of a cat in a fight? Yeah. And that question was asked, right?
Right. Of course, what do men say?
45% of men say, yeah, no bother, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas opposed... Yeah.
No bother.
No bother, yeah. No bother, yeah.
Now,
20-odd percent of women.
Have you ever come up against a rat the size of a cat?
I haven't. And I'm honestly not sure they exist.
None of those 45% of men have either.
No.
But they're still convinced. Oh,
yeah,
I take
it. Yeah, no bother, yeah. And you know what I love about this is...
Unarmed.
It's a serious conversation for a lot of men. Mm. So that's the question was posed, and a lot of men were going, well, now it depends what you mean by the definition of a cat. You know, if you're talking a rat the size of a tiger, I think I might lose that one. But not if it was a loud weapon, but you've previously foregone that. So I don't know, you know, or the mancoon, you know, them mancoon cats. That would be a tough fight. Well, I think I'd win it in the end. But as opposed to a normal one, I'd get it in an arm lock or whatever, you know. And then it goes on.
Brilliant.
You know, lads will talk that out, you know, whereas women will just go, what are you asking me that for?
That's a stupid
it's
question.
A stupidest question.
You're talking about an imaginary animal here. There are no rats the size of cats.
Yeah, what are you going to ask me next? Would I win a hugging match against a unicorn? It's a stupid question.
But lads,
take it serious.
Why is it us that always get dragged into those things?
Because I don't know what it is about. Yeah, imagine yourself in these situations, you know. It's like when men are asked, what are you thinking? And you say nothing. And they say, yeah, must be thinking something. You haven't said a word for about 15 minutes. You say, no, nothing, there's nothing. And you say nothing. Why do you say nothing? Because if you admit what you're thinking, she'll think you've lost your marbles.
She'll think you're actually kind of slagging her, winding her up, you know.
Yeah, because the truth is, she goes, what are you thinking? And you go, I was imagining there, right, that I was a spy at work of her, the Irish government, and they sent me, right, to Southern Arabia.
Yeah, and to a secret laboratory where they make rats the size of cats.
Yeah, and they were using them, and there was this floating off and it was on fire, and I had to rescue everyone over, right? And I had this hat that turns into a helicopter. You know, she's like, what are you talking about? You're like, well, you asked me. I was going to keep it to myself.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.